Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lupus.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Skull Hole. I'm One Bar with Lupagus.
Are you feeling sad yet?
I'm not feeling sad one bit. We got a shit ton of picks ahead of us, and we got rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7.
2 days of the draft are over. I always start to feel a little bit somber at this point, but I do look ahead, get excited for the picks to come, and we have, god dang, we have a lot of those things.
Yeah, the Vikings are not only busy adding a couple new players to the squad, but they were trade happy, very trade happy.
Yeah, they were. I guess Mike Zimmer doesn't like it when Spielman keeps moving around, but you know what? We got a lot of picks to move around the board today, so I don't think we're going to draft 12 people today like we have for picks.
Well, we got 9 picks left in 4 rounds. Let's see, we got a 4th, we got our 5th back, we got 4 6ths and 3 7ths, but
and we got David fucking Putney.
But before we get into that, let's talk about those new Vikings that came home yesterday.
Oh, absolutely, let's do it. Let's start with the tight end from Alabama, Irv Smith Jr. I wasn't sure he was going to be there at 50, but he slid down the board thanks to the Lions making some turd picks and a couple of our teams making some shockers. But he's there. He's ours. 6 foot two, 242 pounds. This guy can move. It's almost like having another receiver at the tight end spot. Very excited to see what he can do in this offense. I think he's really going to open things up and make life a lot easier for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he can move and shake, and everybody knew the tight end was going to be on the wish list for the Vikings, and damn it, they made it come true. They got not only Irv Smith, he's one of the best ones.
He really is.
After Hockenson and Fant, he was definitely my number three. And then what's his nuts? Did Drew Sample go before Irv Smith?
No, he was after, but he went ahead of Jay Sternberger. And yeah, there was a couple head scratchers there after Irv Smith was taken. Yeah, I thought Smith might actually sneak in to end around one, but you know, he fell all the way to 50. So I'm glad he did, and I think he's gonna be a great fit. And now it's just you wonder what Kyle Rudolph's future holds with the Vikings. I mean, he's only had 1 year left on his contract anyway. I think this guy is the perfect guy to, you know, learn from him and then eventually take over after next year.
Yeah, and he is only the ripe age of 20 years old. But young buck. Don't let that fool you. He is the type of guy that can come in day one, and if needed, if for some reason Kyle Rudolph is not on this team next year, I think he'd be able to hold down the number one spot, no problem.
I think so too. But God, imagine those two out there in two tight end sets. I mean, that would be nuts. Those two receiving options. Whoo.
Yeah, it would be damn good, making an already potent offense potenter.
Much more potent.
Yeah, so that was a huge steal.
That was almost
huge steal.
A dream scenario for me to get that guy in round 2. Unbelievable. Well
so
done.
You add Bradbury to Irv Smith. Well done on those first 2 picks. Well done.
And then round 3, the Vikings kept moving down.
Moving down, and not only that, but man, there was guys on the board just had no right being there. People were sliding. DK Metcalf, I don't even know where he ended up going, but big names that were there. So when we were on the board and kept trading down, there was definitely some guys that we could have took that were well worth a second-round pick.
Those guys are still there. Most of them are. Hakeem Butler's still there. Charles Omanahu. I mean, all these guys are – Blake Cashman, there's so many guys still there. But
Cash Money.
We didn't take any of those guys. We took someone else. We took someone I'm going to be honest, I'm not very familiar with. Alexander Madison, the running back from Boise State.
Madison, he came home, last pick of the 3rd round, and he was ours.
Truthfully, did you know anything about this guy before?
No.
Okay, me neither. But, you know, doing some research on this guy, he's a bit of a, you know, a bowling ball, a tough guy. He can get those tough yards up the middle, explosive runner. He can also catch the football. He's, what, 5'11". He's 222 pounds. He is hard to bring down. And I think he's going to restore that power element we lost with Latavius Murray leaving.
Yeah, he is definitely not going to win any races. I think it said he had like 2 rushes over 15 yards. He's going to be a grinder. He's going to be get those tough yards. And he absolutely fills the role of Latavius Murray. And even as a rookie, you know, we got Boontang. But it's tough to think that he's not going to be just chucked right into that backup running back spot.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to be honest, I was not excited about this pick when we made it. I don't, you know, it's a reach. You can't really argue it. He wasn't on a lot of boards. He wasn't a well-known name. But the last time we took a running back in round 3 I wasn't familiar with, it was Jerick McKinnon. That kind of panned out pretty well for the Vikings.
The Jet.
Yeah, you know, and after he left.
He made it very clear on social media that he does not like the Vikings.
He was not happy. so, yeah, Alexander Madison. You know, you're already starting to grow on me, so I hope you prove me wrong.
Yeah, even though, like you said, even though it wasn't one of those big-name running backs like we were hoping for, especially as early as round three, when you actually look him up and look at some of his tape, you know, there, guys had him in the round four, round five area, so it wasn't a huge stretch. And he's a type of running back that comes in and fits the need what the Vikings were looking for. They didn't need the big flashy guy. They already got that in Cook. So if they needed to reach around or so to get him.
Reach around,
I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's going to have a role on this team as a rookie. He's going to be the short yardage guy, the goal line guy. So they're going to get production out of him in year one. So they're going to get value for that late third round pick. So, again, whether it was a reach or not, it's not going to matter once the games start to count.
All right, let's look ahead. Let's look ahead to the future. What rounds 4, 5, and 6 may hold for the Vikings. Like I said, we got a shit ton of picks. Guys that are still on the board that are pretty surprising. You know, Mack Wilson, linebacker from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple receivers and Kelvin Harmon from NC State and Hakeem Butler from Iowa State. Deontay Thompson, safety from Alabama. Who you got?
A D lineman, Charles Omenihu. He could, you know, Vikings have shown interest in this guy. He can play end. He can play tackle. He can stand him up. He can do all kinds of stuff with that guy. Let's see, who else do I have? That's, you know, that was my big one right there. I love that. Oh, there's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the other safety. A lot of people had him in the first round. He's still available.
Yeah.
A couple good corners still out there.
Isaiah Bugs, D lineman from Alabama, we've talked about. Monty Hooker, Julian Love, cornerback. Don't be surprised if they got their eye on him.
Yeah, Isaiah Johnson from Houston still out there.
Receiver that still has not been addressed that we're thinking the Vikings are going to do. There's plenty of those out there, even Riley Ridley. Who else?
Well, we need O-line help too, and, you know, a tackle. David Edwards from Wisconsin still out there. He's a big old boy. Wouldn't mind grabbing him, you know, round 4 or round 5. Think he could have a backup role on the team right away.
Michael Jordan, the guard center from Ohio State, who I absolutely love, is still there. And we already mentioned Blake Cashman. I think he comes off round 5, and I really hope it's purple.
That would be amazing. So, yeah, I mean, I expect us to take an offensive tackle, a wide receiver, probably a safety, and possibly a linebacker for sure.
Yeah, with 9 picks, I think we're going to pretty much take a little bit of everything. And
yeah.
And they're not done wheeling and dealing yet. I could see them trading some of those 6 to get back into the 5th, getting a couple 5th-rounders or packaging 6s and 7s. I think we're going to see that Viking helmet change quite a bit today.
Well, and there's also been some rumors flying about us trading some key players. You know, the Vikings do need to free up some cap room, and the names getting thrown around now are Kyle Rudolph, Trey Waynes, and Xavier Rhodes. So, there could be a really big trade today for the Vikings.
Yeah, I guess I would not be surprised one bit at that point, or at this point, if one of those guys get traded. It's going to be painful because I love each of those guys quite a bit.
Yeah, if it's anybody for me, it's Waynes, because I don't think he's going to play beyond next year for the Vikings. Well, near with Rudolph, but that's the guy I think would go. There's still some teams that need cornerback help, and you know, but what would you take? Like you said, you don't want to pick this year for him. It's got to be something next year, something at least second roundish for me.
Yeah, any of those guys are worth more than a 4th round pick, no doubt. So it would have to be a package deal of some picks next year or something. But yeah, it will be very interesting. I guess when I look at it, the fact that they did take Herb Smith Jr. in round 2, man, I mean, I hate to say it, but Kyle Rudolph is mildly expendable, I guess, as much as it'd be nice to have those guys both on the field.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, it's just a rumor at this point, but you know, this is the day 3 of the draft. A lot of names do get moved around, so it's happened before, and it could happen today with the Vikings.
Well, there's a rumor going around that I'm going to get absolutely shit-faced today too.
Yeah, I think there's a similar rumor about myself, and
yes.
I think it's going to happen.
And that's what rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 are for. Seeing how much cheap beer you can fit in your body. All right, before we wrap this thing up and start cracking a cold one, let's at least mock some guys. Let's go round 4 and 5. Who you think the Vikings have a legit shot at, and they'll definitely be interested in.
All right, round 4, I'm going wide receiver Hakeem Butler from Iowa State. I don't know how this guy is still on the board. He must have some kind of a flag that teams are aware of, but the general public is not. Was he 6'5"? He ran a 4.48 40. That kind of speed and that kind of size is a rare blend. I think he'd be an amazing fit as our wide receiver 3 next season. So Hakeem Butler, I'm all in on him.
Maybe it's not the red flags. Maybe it's just the fact that his hands are horrible.
Yeah, you know, that's his concern. But
all right, round 4, I am going back to the offensive line, and I am going with my boy Michael Jordan. Plop him at backup guard and push for a spot.
You know, at this point, I'd rather have a tackle, but I know how much you love Michael Jordan, so.
I do. All right, round 5, who you got?
I'm going David Edwards, offensive tackle, Wisconsin. you know, Rashad Hill basically is the backup at both tackle spots right now. And I know you were all high on Storm Norton, but
Stormy Norton.
If he has to play next year, that's horrifying. Dave Edwards, great size, really athletic. He needs to get a little bit stronger, and he's a little bit raw still, as he's a converted quarterback, converted tight end, who's now on the line because he just keeps growing and growing and growing like a zit on your ass that won't pop.
I might be a little raw tomorrow. Sometimes I'm hungover. I go on a tugathon, so we'll see what happens.
Well, use plenty of lube.
My round five is no surprise. Blake Cashman, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Cash money.
Hell yeah.
Special teamer, come in. You know, he might not have the starting job right away, but he sure the hell could push the old Gideon.
If you if we get Cashman, I will join you on the tugathon.
If we get, yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do it on air
together. We'll do a live stream of that. And then rounds, like I said, round six, round seven, got so many picks. It's just a crapshoot. Let's just hope we get some steals. Let's hope these guys continue to fall. And I think we could see just a shit ton of quarterbacks or cornerbacks in those late rounds.
Yeah, you know, a couple of guys I wanted late already off the board. Jalen Hurd and Trey Pipkins were both snapped up.
Pipsky, let's give a round of applause for Pipsky. Well done, Pipkins.
Two falls tackle going in round three.
He's
going
to be good.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows who's going to be there? God, Hakeem Butler might be there at this point.
And before we do wrap this up, we at least have to send our condolences to ourselves when Dalton Risner went off the board to Denver Broncos.
That hurt.
Fan favorite. Everybody loved him. But he goes to a good scenario. He's going to the Broncos. It's where he's from. So it couldn't have been better, I guess.
Couldn't have been better for him. It hurts for us, but at least he's not in the Vision. And thank God he's not a Packer. That would have been too much to handle.
Mm.
Too much to handle. All right. Well, the draft, it finishes up today. You know, this is the biggest event of the year. And it's always sad when it comes to an end. But, you know, I've enjoyed the ride. It's been a fun one so far. And I can't wait to see who we bring home today. Until then, guys, hey, you've been doing a lot of drinking, a lot of eating the last couple of days. Do yourself a favor. Give it a good week before you step on that scale again, because the number you're going to see Monday morning is going to be freaking horrifying.